That's like an entrance, opening into an achsadra, which is like an open porch. Umrafesis, that's like an open balcony. Maybe the Beis Shara, the gate that opens up into an open balcony or an open porch is also mechuyevin in mezuzah. Talmud Loimah, the pasuk says no bias. It has to have a bias. Ma bias miyuchad ladira, just like a house is oimit to live inside it. Yotzu elu shein miyuchadim ladira. So therefore, a balcony or an achsadra porch, it's not oimit for living. You don't live inside there. Here, the achsadra means like an outside porch that's opened by three sides of it. So that's not called a mokum dira. Or hu adin rafeset, that's the top of a balcony. Nobody lives on the balcony. So since it's not a base dira, therefore the base shar, this gate that opens up into it, is also part of a mezuzah. Now, yochol shani marba av beis akisei, or vizoy, if you have a bias, that's miyuchod adira as long as you live there. So maybe a beis akisei is also mechuyevin a mezuzah. L'mais, you're living there. Hey, yochol, I would think, shani marba, from the word bias, af beis akisei, or beis avurski, the room you make to make the skin there, or beis amerchets, the bathhouse, or beis atfilah by the mikvah. Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says bias, a house. Ma bias or suyu lekovid, rov tashmishmish, rov things you do in a house, is bekovidik, you live there in a normal manner. Is af kol hasuyu lekovid, only something, a room, that the tashmish there is a kovidik a tashmish. Yotsu elu mashenkin, these rooms, shein hasuyu lekovid. These rooms are not made in the cover, the Beis Akisei, the Beis Avurski, therefore they put them in a mezuzah, and Faket is an issa. You're not allowed to put a mezuzah there. You'd be mevazah the mezuzah. But our koponim was still going to dissolve the kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the beginning of the Brisa said clearly, from Bishorechom, would be marba even the shar that goes into the storage houses, still you see the mechuyev in mezuzah. Vaita, yochol, I would think vaita, shani marba, af harabais, maybe in the harabais in the Beis Hamikdash, also all the Lishchoyis, or the Harabayis itself, Valishchoyis, the rooms inside the Harabayis, Vahazorah, the Azorah inside the Beis HaMikdash, maybe the Shorim, the gates opening up to these things, also Amuchiv and Mezuzah, Talmud Loimah, though, the Pasuk says Bayis, your house, means Beisecha, Mezuzah is Beisecha, Ma Bayis Shu Choyl, just like a regular house is Choyl, means you own it, you can do what you want with it, it doesn't belong to Hegdish, it's Choyl, is Av Kol Shul Choyl. Who are in any house that's Choyl, that doesn't belong to Hegdish? Or the Yotzu Elu Shein Kodesh. Ma Shenken is the Harabayis, the Beis HaMikdash, the Lishchoyis, the Azoris, in the Beis HaMikdash, since it belongs to Kodesh, it has a din Hegdish on it, has a din Mir on it, therefore for sure it's Potem in a Mezuzah. With Ashton, the word Bayis has to be daimed to a house that's Choyl. So the Gemara Tiyufta, a koponah from this Bryce, it's a Tiyufta to Rav Yehuda. That here it says, Klo, we dash in the Pasuk of Isharechom, that even a shar, even a gate, opening up into a refes, into lulin, into matfin, oitzras yayin, a warehouse that you store your wine, you store your shem, and it says clearly, chayavim b'mezuzah. So that's where Allah, we take a pasuk like Rav Kana, and not like Rav Yehuda. Because Pashti Gemara slugs up Rav Yehuda. So not from the price, though, that the shar, the gate that opens up into a warehouse, is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. Therefore, garages, Befrat, if it's a garage near your house, Pasha the Svar is that since you have your house right there, and your garage is like an extension from your house, that's also called a Beis Dira. Like, that's the way you live in your house. You have to store things outside in other rooms, but that's the way you live. You live that you have a room to store your wine in. So storing your wine in that room is also a chilek of the Tashmash of the Bayis. Therefore, it's also included in Visharecha and Beisechon, that's called the Mokam Dira, Yimchuyiv in the Mezuzah there. Yeah. Then the Bryce also said that Yochoshini Marbi Af Beishar, I was thinking even a Beishar was also Mukhivin Mezuzah, or Beishar Achsadram Rafeses, Tamulay Mabayis, that a Beishar is Potter. So first there's the Kash Dois Yishonim, that there's the Gemara in Melochis that says clearly a Beishar is also Mukhiv in a Mezuzah. So there's the Kash here. Yochoshini Marbi Af Beishar, Mashma de Beishar Potter in a Mezuzah. The time of the Perka Kremitz Rabba Tanya Beishar Achsaga Frasas Chayovim the Mezuzah. The Chaymash Perkam of the Sukkah, the Beishar Chayvim Mezuzah, Kavishte Sukkahs. So Thais Terek says, Yeshloima the Hochem Midiraisa Koma. Midiraisa, the Beishar for these things is Potter. Vosim Midirabonin. There it's Potter, there it's Chayvim the Rabonin. Inamitai says, the Hochem Arib Beishar Shal Achsadra, or Beishar Shal Rafesis. Vaidik Tony Beishar Achsadra, Pirish Achsadra. That, because Right? The teretz is very nagei, the yofg of the teretz here. That a beis shar means like a foyer. That's a room opening up into another room. Now, if the inside room is called the beis dira, people live there, then even the outside room is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. That's what our Gemara says here, a beis shar from a mafestas and achsadra is potter, it's only because this room itself is potter, it's not called the beis dira. An achsadra means tam, an open porch by itself. There's no house around there. You just have a gate open up into an open porch, or a gate open up into a mafestas, just to the balcony. Since it's not leading into any beis dira, therefore the beis shar is potter in a mezuzah. Mashenka in a beis shar that leads into a room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. Now a beis shar means any gate, any room that leads you into the house. That in that house is a makom dira, so the outside room is also mechuyev in a mezuzah. So v'chomadik alocha beis shar. That means in a foyer, or when you come into the house, even like this little room here, let's say, the more you come into your house, and as soon as you come in, you have mamash a very small room just to hang up clothing there, and then you come into the house itself. So usually your room is only mechuyev in a mezuzah if you have dal dal dal. It has to at least be dal damis by dal damis. If it's less than that, it's potum in a mezuzah. But a beis shar is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Like the foyer, the first little room you come into the house. Since like that's the shar, that's the opening up, how to get into your house, that room is called the beis shar, it also has a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Even though there's no size, it could be as small as it is, less than dalad by dalad. But a beis shar that opens up into the house, into a beis dira, that has a chiyuv to put a mezuzah. Here we're patterning on, as I said, it's a beis shar of an achsadra mrafesis. As it only opens up into an open porch. So since that's not a makom dira, you don't live there, that's why the beis shar is potter. The enechlan, the beis shar that opens up into a place where people live, you mechuyiv. And some say, that's the pshat from stam, a shari'ir. We're saying, if you, the gates of the medina, the gates of the cities, is also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Why? The churi don't live outside in the fields, but the pshat is, that's the shar to eventually come into your house. Like the way you come into the city, you come in through the first gate, then you go into the gate of your chutzar, then you go into your house. So since all these gates eventually end up to come into your house, that's why b'sharechom, all the sharem are also mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And this is the machlokes v'shoinim. The Ritvor brings down, some learn that it's only midrabbonin, the b'sharechom, like it's only an asmachti, they learn, that really, you're only mechuyiv in a mezuzah midraisa in your house, the beis dir itself. The sharem is only midrabbonin. Another sheet does learn, no, it's mamash drosha midraisa. That b'sharecha, all these beis shars, they're also mechuyiv mezuzah midiraisa. And then the Gemara said, well, not another chiddush here, that I would think even the beis hamikdash is also mechuyiv in the mezuzah. Talmud leimer no bias. That stam bias means zechuyil. Now in this Gemara here, so the Shonim say the sugi before didn't go like this. Like the Tosafos Shonim says here, the bottom one, yosu elo shel hegdish, o mahay time of tura lishchas parhadrin, o kriyav yehudim mitukma, Deal the rabbanon on my tzara krah for adira bakar for loishem adira. Now the chur before we had a machlekes about lishkas parhadrin does need a mezuzah or not. That the rabbanon shaitim before was lishkas parhadrin meikar radin needs a mezuzah. We have Yehudi shaitim before was no meikar radin is potim in a mezuzah. It's only a din the rabbanon that it's mechuyev at xera it needs a mezuzah. So really the Ritva speaks out that this sugya does not go according to either one of them before. Because here we're saying that potter from a posik. It says bias, and bias means shulchol, and not shel kodesh. And before, according to Rabbanan Shita, the lishkas parhadrin was mechuyiv in a mezuzah. So they don't dash in this drosha that it has to be shulchol. They held even shel hegdish could also be mechuyiv in a mezuzah. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda we had before, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said as potter in a mezuzah, the Gemara's maskana was because it's called the dira bar korcha, which is loishim edira. In other words, since the Kohen Gadol, when he goes to live in the Lishkas Parhadrin, he's like forced to go there, even though it's a mitzvah to go there, but he's not going with his wife, with his mishpach, he's going by himself, that's called the Dira Bar Kocha, which is Lo Shemei Dira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's why he said, really, Mikra Adin is Potem in a mezuzah. Now, the only reason why the Rabbanan said to put a mezuzah on that Lishka was people shouldn't say the Kohen Gadol is going into jail. Like, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, a jail is also potter in a mezuzah. Why is a jail potter in a mezuzah? The same svarim. Because that's called the dira bar korcha. I mean, you know, nobody wants to go into jail to live there. So even though they put you into jail, you get a 5-year sentence. So who you live there, not much for 5 years, day and night. That's your house now. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter in a mezuzah. Because that's called dira bar korcha, which is loishim edira. So that's what Yehuda said. That's why the Lishkas Parhadrin is also potum in a mezuzah, a new svara. Because since the Kohen Godlike is forced to go there, he can't live there with his wife, so he's like forced to be there. That's why it's potum in a mezuzah. But Mashmah, without that svara though, it would have been mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Shonim said that's not like Abul Gemara here. They didn't dashen this pasuk. We're dashening here. Here we're dashening. The pasuk says bayis. Mashmah has to be shachoyim. It has to be a normal house that you can live in. Mashenkin the Beis Hamikdash and Lishchoyis. Since they belong to Hegdish, therefore they put them in a mezuzah. Perech Nami, the sugis before didn't go with this Gemara. But that we had before, that was the Machloikas of Yehuda and the Rabbonin. That the Rabbonin hold a Dira Bar Kocha Shmei Dira. Therefore the Rabbonin said the Lishchas Parhadrin was Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. Even though the Kohen Godlike was forced to go there, but that's where it was, a Dira Bar Kocha, even though you're forced to be there, still it's called a Dira. And at this point we pass to the Rabbonin. If anybody's in jail, he has to have a mezuzah there. We pass in the jail is mechuyev in the mezuzah. Because the mice, the guy is living there. That's his dira there. He's forced to be there. So that's the machlekes you have Yudin the Rabbonin, and we pass with the Rabbonin. That a dira bar korcho is also shemei dira. So someone has to be in jail, and someone is mechuyev in the mezuzah there. So only if you have more than 30 days. Say, for 30 days, you put it in the mezuzah. But if you're there more than 30 days, you're mechuyev in the mezuzah. Right. Tony Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Kai made the Rova. Shisha Sha'orim Pturim in a mezuzah. There are six different type of doors that these doors are part of in a mezuzah. They Sateven, Ubei Sabokor, Ubei Saitim, Ubei Soitrois. As this town holds that a stam, a warehouse, a storage room, is part of in a mezuzah. So even though there's nothing wrong in the shahr, in the gate, or the door is a normal door, but since you're only using this room for storing and not for living there, this sheet holds they put them in a mezuzah. Oh, shahr hamodai, this is something wrong with the gate itself, the door itself. Shahr hamodai, Rashi says, shoysen bekipa, the top is made an archway. It's not like a square on top, the door, it's an archway, it's a round on top. Shekein oisim b'modai. That's what used to make the gates or the doors in modai. So this she told shar hamodai is potter from a mezuzah. We'll soon see why. Ushar she'ein mekura. Who then if you have a gate that doesn't have anything on top of it? There's no top post. It's just on two sides and no top post. That's also not called a shar a door to mechayiv mezuzah. Shrashi she'ein mekura. Shu paras milamala. Straight on top, there's no post on top, it's open. Lagamri. Shein me'ein kisui. There's no covering on top of the door, so such a doorway is potter from a mezuzah. A mezuzah has to be, you have two side posts, and you have a piece on top, that's called the doorway. Ushar shein a gavoya yud. Another pter is the doorway has to at least be 10 tefachim high. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, that's not called beisechem. That's not called derech biya. You can't come into the house that way. If it's less than yud tefachim high, you put it in a mezuzah. Kedimur akasha, omalei posachto b'shisha. You start off saying you have six gates that are put in a mezuzah. V'salachto b'shivan, you said seven gates. You said more than you start out with. Omalei, you answered back, shar hamodai tanoihi. That that we said if you have a gateway, a doorway, that on top it's an archway, that's a machoikis. It's not so poshid, you put them in a mezuzah. That's why really six, for sure you put them. And the Shar HaModai, this is the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Kippah. If you have a doorway that has an archway on top, is Rav Meir Mechayev Mezuzah. Rav Meir says, still you have a chiyah to put a mezuzah up. I don't care if it's an archway, circle on top, half of a circle on top, still it's called a Pesach, you mechayev in a mezuzah. The Chachomim Poitrim. The Chachomim say, no, an archway is not called a Pesach, you put them in a mezuzah. The Shovim, but they're both made like this. Like, where is the Machlokes? Vishovn, everybody holds like that, like this. Shem yesh barag lo asora. That if on the bottom of the archway, the feet of the archway is 10 tefachim high, before it starts to become round, shechayovim the mezuzah. Then everybody holds the mechuyiv in the mezuzah. In other words, if you say that the mezuzah is the Pesach has to at least be 10 tefachim high, and it has to at least be dalet tefachim wide. So if you have 10 high, and here it's still dalet tefachim wide, that's called a Pesach. I don't care if higher up than that, then it comes like an archway. Then it becomes smaller. It doesn't stay on top dalet tefachim away. No, on top the archway comes much closer. So on top here it's less than dalet tefachim wide. like this picture here. But so what? Since on the bottom, the black part on the two sides, it's 10 tefachim high, and the cross, it's dalat tefachim wide across, that's called the Pesach. Even though further up, when you have the archway, it's no more dalat tefachim apart. So I don't care what's above Yud. As long as Yud tefachim high, you have wide dalat tefachim, that's called the Pesach Yimichuv in the Mezuzah. This everybody holds from. It's not a din that has to have, it has to be a square on top. The Ptur why keeper would be is, because it's not wide dalat tefachim. So Vishov, everybody holds. Shem Yesh Paraglo Asara, that if the bottom feet are 10 tefachim high up, before it starts to become narrow on top, Shechayavim Mezuzah. Like Rashi says, Vishovim Shem Yesh Paragle Yud, Kaidim Sheyaz Chaligal, before it comes a circle, Utismayit Rochbo, before it comes smaller than Dal Tvachim, Shechayavis Yimachivim Mezuzah. Shafilu Shehakel Sosim, Meyud Lamalagat, even if you close the whole thing on top up, Yeshir Pesach, the Goyva Yud Roch of Dalit. As long as you have Yud Tvachim high, wide by four Tvachim, that's a Shir Pesach to Mechayim in the Mezuzah. So I don't care if above that it becomes into an archway, it becomes round, and on top it's less than Dalit Tvachim, I don't need the top altogether. Close up the whole top, still about on the bottom you have Yud Tvachim high, that's called a Pesach. Baiten. And Omer Abaya, the Kula Yal, everybody holds. Kavoya Yud, if it's 10 Tfachim high, V'yein Baragla Gimel, but there's not even 3 Tfachim on the bottom before it starts to get narrow, is V'lav Klum. That's not called anything. That's not called the Pesach. The Pesach has to be that at least the bottom Gimel Tfachim is wide 4 Tfachim. But if here, even the bottom Gimel Tfachim of the archway, the bottom Gimel Tfachim right away becomes narrower, that it's not a part Dal Tfachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. You need at least Gimel Tfachim. Less than Gimel Tfachim is like called part of the ground, so B'chla, you don't have any space here that's wide Dal Tfachim, that's not called a Pesach at all. Rashi's V'ein V'ragla Gimel Goyva, it doesn't even get 3 Tfachim off the ground, Shenesmayit Roch B'Koydin Shagviyo Gvoya Gimel, that before it's 3 tefachim off the ground, it's already narrower, it's less than 4 tefachim. V'lav klumi, that's nothing then. The whole pochus mi gimel goiva aryas michti. Anything less than gimel tefachim off the ground is considered like part of the ground. V'yen kan tzad shein pesach. You don't have a shein pesach here at all. Shel dalet. A pesach has to be at least wide dalet tefachim. V'afilu reb meya moida. There's not even a beginning of the Pesach. Like you shouldn't even say a Pesach here. In other cases, Yesh Paragla Gimel. Let's say on the bottom you have 3 Tvachim coming up. And those first three Tvachim, it's wide Dalat Tvachim apart. First, after the sideways come up 3 Tvachim, then it becomes narrow, then they come together. Even so, v'ein a gvoya yud, but it doesn't come up higher than yud tefachim. It's less than before it comes high yud tefachim. It comes closed. Vayta b'loy klum. It's not anything. V'lav klum hi. That's also not called a pesach, because a pesach has to at least have 2 tenoyim. A pesach means an opening means it's yud tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So if a chal it's not yud tefachim at all high, then it's potter. It's not called a pesach at all. Where is the machlokes remain of Yehudam? Ela begvoy ha-yud. Where the maestro is yud tefachim high. Let this picture on the side. The height until the top of the archway is yud tefachim high. V'yesh parag le-gimel. Now on the side, the two sides here, the black side of it, is gimel tefachim high, which at that height, gimel tefachim, they are wide 4 tefachim away. So that's called haschola. You have something to make a pesach here. V'yein baruch ba-dalit. But on top, when it starts to come more than Gimel Tfachim High, then the archway comes narrow, and you don't have any more Roch of Dalat Tfachim. Of the V'yeshba Lochuk, Lashlim Eliyarba. Well, at this picture here, the sides is a thick piece of wood. Like, really, you could hollow out the sides here to make it Roch of Dalat Tfachim. In other words, there is material there to hollow it out to make it Roch of Dalat Tfachim all the way up. In other words, it is high, Yud Tfachim High, the opening. Just the top of the opening became narrower because the archway went roundwards. But there is a space there to be chokak to hollow it out. That's the machlokes. That Reb Meir holds, We say in such a svara, we look as if we hollowed out the sides of the archway to make it rochev dalad all the way up to yutvachim, and it's called a pesach. For rabbanan savra, rabbanan shita is no ein chaykin lahashlim. We don't say the svara to look as if we hollow it out to give it a shem that's called a pesach. So rabbanan say a pesach means the mitzias. There has to be yutvachim high with kasei the rochev dalad tvachim. If you don't have your width of dalad tvachim coming up high, 10 tvachim, the top 2 tvachim, since the archway became narrow, it's not rochev dalad, it's part of a mezuzah. That's the rabbanan shita. Even though there's a thick wood on both sides that you could hollow it out, because the man you didn't hollow it out, you're part of a mezuzah. And the main shita is no. We look as if it was hollowed out, even though it's not hollowed out, the wood is still there. On top, the top few tvachim is less than dalat tvachim wide. So what? But since it's possible to hollow it out, it has a din as if it's hollowed out. Gimel. Since the bottom three tvachim was b'roich of dalid, was wide for tvachim, shein pesach olov. That's enough to give it a shein pesach. B'roin kiluhu chokuk. The rest of it, we look as if it's hollowed out. Lamala, all the way on top. Leharchid kimidosa shalamata. To make it just as wide on top as it is on bottom. And the Rabbanim say we don't hold that story. Rabbanim Savri ain't choikim lahashkim. That's the machlekes by a modai. Now the only machlekes is in this case, where the bottom three tvachim is rochiv dalid, and on top it's not, you say choikim lahashkim or not. But our archways usually are about still mechiv in a mezuzah. Usually any house that you have an archway there, for sure, it's at least yud tvachim high, roch of dal tvachim avad, it's mechuv in a mezuzah. Tana Rabbonin, beis ha-kneses, a shul, or beis isha, a house that a woman owns, a lady lives there, or beis ha-shutfin, if two people own a house together, chayav is the mezuzah. They have a chiyav to put a mezuzah. Shutfin ha-mechuv in a mezuzah. For the more chita, avad, why not? More amal, the same I would have thought. Beis secho, the postik says, al-mezuzah is beis secho. For loy beiso, Beisecha means your house and not a lady's house. Or else, Beisecha v'loy batayim, your house, a private house, and not shutvis, not of partners. Kamash mullah, no, that both of them are mechuyiv in the mezuzah. A beis isha and a beis shutvis mechuyiv in the mezuzah. For the Gemara ve'eim ha'chinami, maybe it's true. Why don't we say Beisecha means private house and not an isha's house? On makro, the pasuk says, L'man yirbu yimeichim yimei v'neichim. That putting on a mezuzah is a skula to have a long life. L'man yirbu yimeichim. Is hani boyichai, v'hani leboyichai? You want to say these people need life and these people don't need life. Like for sure an isha also needs life. So it's a svaram that an isha also has to put a mezuzah up on her house. So if Chneg asked the kasha, l'chur, this is only a good svara, an isha. An isha should be mechuyiv in a mezuzah because she also needs life. But what about shutvis? When two people own the house together, l'chur, that's not a svara because they need life. They should have a mezuzah. Avadeh shutvis, if you want to have a mezuzah, own your own house. Like it's not a p'tur on the gavra. The gavra, if you want to have life, so own your own house and put up a mezuzah. But we're saying a svara, the pasuk says, beisecho means a private house and not paseim. So maybe shutvis is still potem in a mezuzah. Because how do you know from this svara, shutvis are potem in a mezuzah? That's the way he asked the kasha. Some of Farshim want to answer that it's from the deed from the pasuk of Laman Yirbu Yemechim. It's a Lashon Rabin. Mashmas, the pasuk is even talking to a rabbin. A few people together also, you'll have an Arichas Yomer from a mezuzah. So Mashmas, even a Beis HaShutvis, also there's a chiyuv to put a mezuzah up. For the Gemara, Ela Beis Cholomli, so why does the pasuk say Beis Echo? If we're saying even Shutvis, even a Beis HaIsha is also mechuyav in a mezuzah, why does the pasuk say Beis Echo? Kidu Rova, like Rova Dashims. The Yom Rova, Derech Beyoscha, it's on which side of the door do you have to put the mezuzah up? On the right side of the door. Why? It's the Derech, the way you come into the house. The Chiyokar Inish Karya Diamina Okav Resha. Usually when people start walking, they walk with the right foot first. So like right before you come into the door, you open up the door, now you start walking, usually you come in with your right foot. That's a Svara, the right side should have the mezuzah. And which is the right side? The Derech Via. The way you enter the room, not the way you leave the room. You always have to look at the house the way you enter, and the entrance, on the right side of the entrance, you have to put the mezuzah. Shashi derech v'yasecha liyamin v'voye labayis v'loyamin l'tzaisoy. Not the right way you leave the room, but the right coming into the room. That's why you put the mezuzah up. Tagi the grund another brayso. Beis hakneses or beis hashrutz from the beis isha mitanav minagoyim. That if a neger comes in the house, there's a tumas negoyim on the house. For the mar pshita, like why not? Mad the time I would have thought the pasuk says ubo asheloi habayis. The kohen comes into the house asheloi habayis, that he owns the house. Oh, it's going kohen. Sam ubo asheloi habayis is loy v'loy lo. I would think loy means your house and not lo, not her house. Loy v'loy lehen, a private house and not a beis hashutfim. So kamash v'lon. That's what the Mishnah has to say there, that they're also the dinega, the dinegoyim on the beis hashutfim. For the Gemara Vein Mahokinami, maybe it's true. The pasuk says ubo asheloi. Maybe it's only a private house, and only a male, not a nisha. Or makro, the pasuk says the beis eretz achuzaschim, mash maloshin rabin. That's totally whoever has nachuza in Eretz Yisrael. Or bezoi, and vice versa, noshim also have nachuza in Eretz Yisrael. So why does the pasuk say Yabu Asheloi? Why does Negoyim totally in Loi in his house? And the Gemara, you know who gets a Negi in his house? Misha Miyachad Beisai Loi. It means a person is very stingy that keeps his house only for himself. Shein Roitz Alahashu Kalev. When somebody says, lend me some Kalev, the guy says, I don't have any Kalev. The Oimer Shein Loi. The guy says, I don't have it. You want to borrow my knife? I don't have any knife. So what does Hashem do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mefarsamoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that you'll have to show all your knives to everybody. Kish Mefanes Beisoi. That later when Hashem puts a neger in your house, the lach is you have to empty out your house. So when you start to take out everything from your house, everybody's going to see what you have. So that's the person that gets the neger. Hey, so Boaz Shaloi. If you are stingy, keep everything in your house to yourself, that's a chifrachet, you get a neger. Prat lamashu kelo v'achirim. Lafuke someone lends out his kelo to other people, he won't have a nega. For the Gemara, Beis HaKnesses mimetam v'negoyim, is it true that a Beis HaKnesses could also have a nega, have tumas negoyim? For a tiny we learned, Yocho yi yoboti k'nesios aboti medroshois mitam v'negoyim. Maybe there is a hilchos tumas negoyim on a shul or a Beis HaMedrash. Tam learn, the pasuk says, Obo asher loy habayis. No, only the house that belongs to you. Mishem yuchid loy, a house that belongs to a private person. Yotsu ev l'shem yuchadim loy. Mashenken the basic nest is a house that belongs to the rabbin. Yepote, there's no din tumas negoyim. Tichur to stira. That's the Gemara lekash. There's no stira here. Hor rabnei hor rabbonin. Stakas machloikis. Remain the rabbonin. The Tanya learns like this. Beis haknesses sheyesh ba beis dira. If you have a shul that has a room there lechazan haknesses, that the shamish of the shul sleeps there, is chayiv b'mezuzah. Then this basic nest is mechuyv in the mezuzah. Since it's opened up into the room that the shamash lives there, it's called the beis dira. The shein bo beis dira. Let's say the shamash, nobody lives in the shul, is Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir shiter is still a basic nest is mechuyv in the mezuzah. The chachamim poitrin, chachamim patiyu. So kis you see it from achloikis, Rabbi Meir and the rabbon is a basic nest is mechuyv in the mezuzah or not. So is that called like a bias or not? So Gemara Sush telling who would by negoyim would be the same achloikis. Remeya that says it's mechuyev in a mezuzah will hold who didn't have tumas negoyim also. And according to the rabbanon that say that a basic nesses is potem in a mezuzah, who didn't, it's not called a bias filchas negoyim. The boy you say another teretz is hovor rabbanon. No, it both goes according to rabbanon shita that holds what that a yapotef in a mezuzah. So if so, a basic nesses should also not have tumas negoyim. So why does one brayso say it has tumas negoyim? Well, like Asha, hod the yisba beis dira, hod lesve beis dira. One beis knesses means where there's a beis dira there. That means the shamash lives there. So since it's considered a beis dira for the shamash, that's where I'll have tumas negoyim. The erech nami, a beis knesses that nobody lives there, just like it's potem in a mezuzah, who then is not called a bias for tumas negoyim. The boy is saying, oh, ho, the less for beis dira. I'll tell you, both prices are talking about where nobody lives in the shul. I, it's a stira, one price says there is a tumas negoyim, one says not. I'll tell you, ho, the krochim, wo, the kforim. It depends where the basic nesses is. If it's the Kruachim, the big cities, or the Kfarim, the small cities. Shrashi, the Kruachim. Shumokim, Shvokim. That's a big city, has a lot of roads in it. Umiskapsim, Shomim, Mekoyim, Atharbi. People come there from a lot of different places. That's called like a public base of Knesset, belongs to nobody. Whoever wants to come to daven there, that's potter from the mezuzah, that's potter from the tumas negoyim. Udikfarim though, kol bolov nikorim. But in a private base of Knesset, the people own it, so it's nikur who the bailam are. That's already called like a base hashutfim that you mechuyev in the mezuzah who then has tumas negoyim. For the Gemara, the krochim and mitamim in the goyim, is that true that a public base of kinesis it has no tumas negoyim? For a tanya we learned achuzaschem mitamim in the goyim v'yein yishlayim mitamim in the goyim. Base achuzaschem is anything that has yerusha, like any part of Eretz Yisrael that went b'teres yerusha has tumas negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim that doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Said Rashi, V'yein Yerushalayim Matamim Ben Goyim. Shein Achuzah Lehem. Because this man there holds Yerushalayim was not given away, but Teres the Yerusha. Kisova Loi Neschalko Leshevet Yehuda Uben Yomin Elo Kol Ashvotim Shovim Bo. This man there holds, Yerushalayim was never given away, but Teres the Yerusha Seret Yisrael. It didn't go to Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, rather it's like a parva. It belongs to Kol HaShvatim Shavim Bo. Nobody has an Achuza, nobody has Yerusha in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it has no Tumas Negoyim either. It's not called Beis Achuzaschem. But I call upon him not for Yerushalayim, Mashm, every other place has a Tumas Negoyim. Mashm, even the Krochim, even the big cities. But since it's not in the Beis, it's not in Yerushalayim, it would have Tumas Negoyim. Omri Rav Yehuda, Yehuda said like this, Ani Loi Shemati, I only heard like this, Elamoka Migdish Bovad. No, only the Beis Migdish has no Tumas Negoyim. So that's the Smachlokes. If you there, the Tanakama. Bohabotik can see us about the Midrashis, Mitamim ben Negoyim. The Alpha God, the Krochim Ninu. But it's mashma clearly that Kustam big shuls, even though it's in a big city, it belongs to public, still it has Tumas Negoyim. It's only Yerushalayim or the Beis Migdish that has no Tumas Negoyim. But everything else does have. Drashi ani loy shemati kusava nechla kol shvatim. Yet you dishit to hear that even Yerushalayim has a din Yerusha, was given away the teres Yerusha to shevet Binyamin and shevet Yehuda. Elamaka migdish bovad kishakona David as gerim merino hayehusi. When David bought the mokum for the base of migdish, gavo hakesav mikol shevet v'shevet. He collected the money from all the shvatim. Kiderminu v'sefri of the shchitas kodeshim. Therefore, the Makam HaMikdash, that belongs to all the Shvatim, that has no Din Yerusha. But the rest of Yerushalayim, Yudhishita was given away by Teres Yerusha, Teres Yisrael, and therefore it's called Beis HaKuzaschem, that there is a Tumas Negoyim there, and that's the Kasha. How could you say that a Beis HaKnesses, the Kerochim, has a Tumas Negoyim? Here is the Mashma, only Yerushalayim. That the Gemara Eima, Omer Rav Yudhi, say like this, Rav Yudhi, say like this, Ani Loi Shemati, Ela Makam Mekudesh Bovad. I only heard any mokim mekudish, like a Beis HaKnesses, that has no Tumas Negoyim. Senech Nami, it's not a din in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din in any mokim mekudish, doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Shrashi, Elo mokim mikdash, mokim mekudish. The more of a mikim mefugi, what's the machlokes then? Shrashi, Rehudu Rabbonin, what's this machlokes if a mokim mekudish could have Tumas Negoyim or not? That Tanakama Sover, or who I did, what's the machlokes about Yerushalayim? Was Yerushalayim have Tumas Negoyim or not? That Tanakam Mesava Yerushalayim Loi Neschalko L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim was not given away but turned with Yerusha to L'Shvatim. Yerushalayim belongs to whole Klai Yisrael. Therefore it's not called Beis HaKuzaschem. There's no Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. So we have Yehuda Sava Yerushalayim Neschalko L'Shvatim. No, Yerushalayim was, but had it in Yerusha, was given away to the Shvatim. Over Plukta Dani Tenoi. This Machlokes of Yehuda, the Rabbon is a total Machlokes Tenoim. The time you will learn, Gemara in Megillah. Ma hoya bechelka shel Yehuda. What chelik did Yehuda have? Harabayis, he had taka the Harabayis. Halishchoyis v'yazoris. The lishcha and the Azora, even though it was in Yerushalayim, was in the chelik shel Yehuda. U ma hoya bechelka shel Binyamin. What part of the Beis Hamikdash was in the chelik of Binyamin? Ulam v'eichol o Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was in the chelik shel Binyamin. There was one strip of land that came out from Yehuda's chelik, and went into Binyamin's chelik. Like one strip of land, like when it went to the Beis Ulam, to the Heichal, the Beis Kodesh Kedoshim, it went through Binyamin's chelik, which belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Ubohoya Mizbeach Bonui. And on this Mokum that belonged to Yehuda, that's where the Mizbeach was built. Every day it bothered Binyamin, how come like one strip of land was taken away from him, given to Yehuda? He wanted to like swallow it up every day. He wanted to get that piece of land. Shenema the Pasuk says, Choyfefolo kolayim. And Lefikos, therefore, Zochir Binyamin Atzadik, Venaso Shpechsizon Legvura. He was Zochir to be the Shpechsizon to the house, the inn, for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenema, who being safe of Shochin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu lives, the Shechiner is Ben Shochin. Vakoponim, this time holds that Yerushalayim was Nischalk L'Shvatim, was given away to the Shvatim. And Yerushalayim, the Mokum HaMikdash, was given between Binyamin and Yehuda. Trashi, Harabayis Valishchas Azorus, Tzad HaMizrochi, the Mizrach side, Rechav Harabayis, Ezras Noshim, Kula, the Ezras Yisroel Kula, and Yudal Adama Shemokim Ragli Drisus Akhanim, Ragli Yisroel, B'Shem HaMizrach, Maschil, Misham Ulamar, Bechelke Shem Binyamin. Elishem Mokim, Moshav HaMizbeach, the place where the Mizbeach was, Yotzeretzua Michel Kashoyuda, Venitnasol Akerim Mizrachas Roimus. Now, one part where the Mizbeach was, that part still belonged to Yehuda. Chayfiv Kodama Mizchachich, Mach Mishayna Masay Tavosis. Say the looking to get it, he's not satisfied. Oshpazizen, Shoya Oren, Nosu Mechokai. That the Oren, that's the Mokama Ika, Mokama Shechina, where the Oren was, that was in the Chelik Shel Binyamin. The Rakov brought the first time holds that Yerushalayim was Nizchalk L'Shvatim. Fahai Tana Sov Yerushalayim Lo Nizchalk L'Shvatim. But there's another Tana that is not like that. That Yerushalayim has no Din Yerusha, it belongs to the whole Klal Yisrael. The Tanya we learned, Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent out the house in Yerushalayim. L'fi Yishayin Yishalhem, it doesn't belong to you. You can't be like a bailo, like a owner in any house in Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to rent it out. Who are you to get the money? It doesn't belong to you. We have Leza, we have Tzadikai there, Afloi Mitos. Not even the Mokum where the beds are, also you can't rent it out. So the Tais Yishonim says, Afloi Mitos, Pirush Rabbi Yisrael, L'fi Yishamokum HaMitos, Ein Yishalhem. True, the bed itself maybe you do own, but the Mokum, the ground where the bed is, you don't own that ground. Any place where you put something down, you can't rent it out. Because part of the renting is the mokum where it is, the property. And the property of Yerushalayim you don't own. Lefikach, therefore, Oirois Kodeshim, the skin that comes from the behemoth of Kodeshim, Baldish Kazinen, Noit Lemaisim Mizroya. The people, the innkeepers, used to take it, Mizroya used to take it there, by force. And Omer Abayish Raminuk, and here we see that Urcha Aryeh, it's a nice Derech Eretz, Lemishvag Inish, a person should leave over Gulfo, his leftover pitcher, Umashko, and his leftover skin, Mishkazina, to the people, the innkeeper that he stays by. Now, if you stay by an innkeeper, it's only Derech Eretz to leave there your skin and leave there your old jugs. Here also, by stories, the innkeepers had a right to take the skin from Oris Kodshim. That's all. But nothing more. The pain they couldn't take because they didn't own it. But I call for this must they were allowed to take. That in fact you slept in his house, the innkeeper has a right to take the skin. That's an Urchari. That's a nice Derech Eretz. I call for him to leave your skin there. Shrashi Gufa means Kankan Shacheris. His pitches. Umashcha or behemoth, the skin of an animal. Shoshoichet Vyecha Babayas Balabayas. If you go to somebody's house and you shecht an animal and eat the meat there, Hakol Ponim Derech Eretz is to leave over the skin to the Balabais. Fred Gemara, O the Kfarim, mi metame benegoyim, what do you want to tell me though for sure, that the Bota Kinesias of the Kfarim, the small cities, well, has Tumas Negoyim, for Tanya we learned, Le'achuza, what does Lachuza mean? Ad sheyich b'shuwaisa, that you have to capture Eretz Yisrael. Kiv shuwais, let's say after they captured Eretz Yisrael, v'loi chelku l'shvatim, but they didn't divide it up to the shvatim yet, it's no good, it hasn't Tumas Negoyim. Chelku l'shvatim, even after they made a chalukah, they made a Yerusha to the shvatim, of v'loi chelku l'beis ovis, you didn't divide it up to the beis av, to which house you get, it's no good, l'beis ovis v'ashad l'mishpochis. It's not enough just time to say this land belongs to Shevet Judah. You have to divide it up to each mishpacha to know which land each mishpacha takes. Chalkul beis ovis, v'yein kol echad makir eshaloi. Even if the whole mishpacha divided up, this land belongs to this family. But everybody in the family doesn't know yet which part belongs to him. Minayin, how do we know? There's no din tumas negoyim yet. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, Uboa sheloi habayis. Where is the tumas negoyim if the house belongs to you? Vidashim mishim yuchid loy. The house has to be miyuchid to know. We know clearly this is your private house. Yotsu elu, shem yuchadim loy. Mashenkin, if the family owns the property, but we don't know each member of the family which house belongs to you, there's no tumas negoyim. Sechur, every botik can see us, look, or even the kfarim, even if it belongs in the small towns, look, or also, we're not miyuch, we don't know who the owner is. So since it belongs to the rabbin there, why is the tumas negoyim? Ela machvatik hashnim yikara. You have to come to answer the way we said before. What yispe bezira. That's like a true. That stand the shul, the fact that it belongs to the rabbin, Havadar has no tumas negoyim. The only time there is a tumas negoyim by a basic knesses is only if there's a base dira there. It's only if the basic knesses, the shamish lives there. So since the shamish has his base dira there, that's called the bayis miyuchad loy. So because of the base dira of the shamish, that's called the bayis miyuchad loy, therefore it has tumas negoyim. But not for that, the Echlami would not have tumas negoyim. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Beis. We'll go over again the last Gemara we learned yesterday. Again, the Shaila was, we had a Machlokes, and still really in the Braises. One Braises said that a Beis HaKnesses has Tumas Negoyim, and one Braises says a Beis HaKnesses does not have Tumas Negoyim. So the Gemara says, for what one Teretz, the last Teretz was,